Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chof. We're starting on the bottom of daf Yutes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Toikvoi shel Yosef and Vesonusoi shel Boaz. We just finished the Gemara talking about in the story of Shmuel Vayelech Ito Isha that there were many people who were Koivish the Yetzer Hara and accomplished tremendous madrigas through being koivish and conquering the Yetzer Hara. So Rabbi Yochanan is bringing down Toikvoi, the big thing that Yosef did, Kanvasonusoi, was considered like a small thing when you're comparing it to what Boaz did. Continues the Gemara, Toikvoi shel Boaz, and the great thing that Boaz did was Kanvasonusoi of shel Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish, who overcame his Yetzer Hara and did not marry, or was not Baal Michal, who was Eshes David. So, the great thing that Boaz was praised for doing, of his Gvura of the Yetzer Hara, for not marrying Rus before he was supposed to, which was considered even greater than Yosef HaTzadik, which his Tzidkus stands for us for generations, when he was Goyver on his Yetzer Hara by Eshes Paitifar. So all of that does not compare to Palti ben Laish. The Gemara continues and explains, Toikvoi shel Yosef and Vesonusoi shel Boaz. The great deed of Yosef is like the small deed compared to Boaz. That the man, b'chatzi alayla, got scared by Yilofes. May by Yilofes? What does it mean by Yilofes? Omarav, sh'nase b'sori k'roshi l'fofes. That his basar became hard like the head of a cucumber. Therefore, the taiva was great, and still he was goyver on it. Toikvoi shel Boaz and Vesonusoi shel Palti ben Laish. But this great deed that Boaz conquered his Yetzer Hara, even though Rus was on his bed, and Rus was trying to be mefatim, she was single, and she wasn't like an Eshes Ish by Yosef HaTzadik's Eshes by Tifar, and he conquered the Yetzer Hara, even with all the Meir Heter, that great deed was considered small compared to what Palti ben Laish overcame. Kedah Amron, like we said, Palti ben Laish's deed. That for years, Palti ben Laish went and, even though he was with Michal for many years, he still overcame this Nisayan versus Boaz, who only overcame it for a short tkufa of the one night that Rus was there. In Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech writes that the many daughters made waged war asu chayel va'at olis al kulanu. Rabbis bonus also chayel za Yosef Ubayaz. Many people did chayel as Yosef Ubayaz. Va'at olis al kulanu, but you overcame the mozel Palti ben Laish. This is referring to Palti ben Laish, who overcame the Nisoyan of Michal. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. Shmuel Bar Nachman said, Amar Bionison, name Rabbi Yonison. Maidich Siv, Sheker Achim, the Hevel Yoifi Viter over there in Mishlei. That Sheker, it is false, the Chain, the Hevel Yoifi, it is nothing, the beauty. Sheker Achim, Ze Yosef, the Hevel Yoifi, Ze Boaz. This is false and this is nothing, what Yosef and Boaz did. Obviously, it doesn't mean that it's nothing or it's small, but it means compared to Palti ben Laish, it's considered nothing. Like the Pasuk continues, Yeres Hashem Yitesalol, Ze Palti ben Laish, that it's praiseworthy what Palti ben Laish did, and that's the only thing compared to what Yosef and Boaz did. Palti ben Laish is so much greater than them. Davar Acher, another way of teaching the Pasuk, Sheker Achim, Ze Derish Al Moshe. This was the generation of Moshe. That there were Tamid Chachamim, Behevel Ayev, Zadir Shal Yeshua, that there were Tamid Chachamim and Isaac Batera. Yiris Hashem Yitesalo, that all, both those generations, as great as they were nothing like Sheker and Hevel compared to Dair Shal Chizkiah, which they were, in the Dar of Chizkiah, they toiled in Torah, even though there wasn't the sustenance that there was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Ben Nun. Maral says that even though in Chedusha Agadus, the Varmaskal, Sheker Achim, even though in the days of Moshe they were Isaac and Torah, but still, there wasn't a raya that they really appreciated and wanted the Torah tremendously. Because they had nothing else, no other distractions. The man was coming from the heaven, Barish and Miliam, same thing in the Dor of Yeshua. It says their bottom were Malayim Kol Toiv, their houses were full of every possible good thing, but in the Dor of Chizkiah, where they had to go and work for their sustenance and their parnasah, so the toiling in Torah had such a greater it had such a greater raya and symbolic to how they loved the Torah and how they desired it because they had other distractions, and afal pikein, they still went and learned the Torah. Like it says in the generation of Chizkiah, the Torah knowledge was so great that even children knew the Dinei Tumah v'Tahara, and it says that if you went throughout the land, you can never find someone who wasn't a Talmid Chacham. Dover Acher, Sheker Achein Zedor Shel Moshe v'Yeshua, V'Hevel HaYoyfi Zedor Shel Chizkiah. Yiras Hashem Yitesal, who was an even greater generation, was the generation of Rabbi Huda b'Rabbi Loi, Zedairish Rabbi Huda b'Rabbi Loi, that was the greatest of all the generations, Amrol of Rabbi Huda b'Rabbi Loi, Shayashisha Tamidim Skasim Talas Echad, V'Oiskam HaTorah, that in the generation of Rabbi Huda b'Rabbi Loi, there were 6 students that would go and cover themselves with 1 talus and still there be Oisik and Torah. And obviously the great raya of this is that even though there was such dachkus and such anius, they still went and toiled in Torah, which in the days of Chizkiah they didn't have such dachkus and such poor generation. So that is a continuation of the Gemara previously that was talking about the Yerushamayim of Yosef HaTzadik and Boaz, which didn't come to the Yerushamayim and the Schusim that Palti ben Laish came to. So too, even though there are great Madregas and Torah learning that the generations of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun had, still it doesn't come to in the first Gemara, the generation of Chizkiah, and in the second Gemara, they all 3 of them don't come to the generation of Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi. Says the Heilige Mishnah, Meis loy meis. We're continuing on the topic of the Melech, that the Melech, what he can do and what he can't do, l'fi chvoidei. Meis loy meis ein yoytzim pesach paltrin. If a king has a nifter that is nifter in his house, and he has to go to the Levaya, he cannot go outside his palace. Paltan Shalai. Rebuda says, Imroitz Allah Zacharmita Yoitz, Shkematinu Bidor, Bidavid, Shayotza Acharmitos Shal Avner. David, we know, went after the Mita, the mace of Avner, who was his general. Shanamar Amel David Hoylech Acharmita. So Rabbi Huda says from there, you see that a melech could go out of his castle and could go and participate in this levaya. Amalei loy ha'yedaver alafayis. Oh, no, the Chum answered him that no, that you can't bring a raya from David HaMelech, because David HaMelech was only going because the nation thought that he had Avner killed by Yoav, because we know the story was that Avner went after Shaul passed away and was nifter. Avner went and was mamlech mi'ishbaishas, the son of Shaul, for 2.5 years, and because of that, one could think that David HaMelech had him killed as retribution for such an act, and therefore David HaMelech had to participate in this levaya specifically, and that you can't bring a raya from there, that in all levayas a king can go out of his paltrin and participate. Kshemavrin, when you feed them the suda, that you feed an oval. Kshemavrin, I say, kolam subin ala oretz, v'hu mesav ala dargish, that he sits on the stool. We're going to see in the Gemara what a stool is, and the rest of the nation goes and sits on the floor, again, l'fi chvoidoi shel ha-melech. Tan Rabbanan zok the Gemara, mokm shogun noshim lotzeis achar mita yoytzes. And the place where the minig is that the women go out behind the mita, they go out in the back of the mita, and obviously the men go in front of the mita, b'shem tznius. Lefnei ha-mita, where the minig is that they go in front of the mita, yoytzes, then the men go behind the mita. Rabbi Yudai mila oylem nashim lefnei ha-mita yoytzes, they always go behind the mita, in front of the mita, not behind the mita. Why? Shkem etzinu b'delvet d'she yotza achar mitasa shal Avner, because you find by David HaMelech that he went behind the mita of Avner, so obviously if David HaMelech was behind the mita, mishum tznios, we have to say that the women were in front of the mita. Shenemar, how do we know that David HaMelech went after the mita of Avner? V'ha-melech David hoylech achar mita, it says explicitly in the Pasuk of Shmuel Beis that David HaMelech went out after the Mita, meaning he let the Mita go in front of him, he followed the Mita. Amulai the Chum again refuted this Raya that Rabbi Yehuda was bringing from the Pasuk, that you can't bring a Raya from there, because Lo Yehoya Adavar Al-Lefai Sa'om, he was going to console the nation and to prove that he really had nothing to do with the death of Avner, the Nispaisu, and it worked. He was weaving in and out of the crowd. He was working the crowd so that everyone would see that he was participating in this levaya. And again, he would go out from the women and would go into the men's section so that everyone would be makir that he didn't send Yoav to Chas V'Shalom kill Avner. And how do you know that this pious work? Everyone recognized and realized that David had nothing to do with Avner being nifter. The Gemara continues, and it says, Dorash Rava Maidich Siv Ayovi Kalom Lahavroi, says David. Everyone came to feed David. Ksiv Lahachrois. The Pasuk, when it's written in its written form, it doesn't say Lahavrois with a vase, but rather it says Lahachrois with a chaf, Miloshin Koris. The Karinon, and you read it Lahavrois. Why? Again, to prove this point that the whole nation had a vendetta and was on the thinking that David HaMelech sent Yoav to kill Avner, but they originally came to kill him, but in the end they came to feed him the Sudas Avelim. And we find in the Tshuvas HaRosh, in Klauch of Zayin Simentes, that the Rosh actually brings from here that a person is allowed to be noyig real dine avelos on someone that is very near and dear to him, even if he's not a blood relative, just like David HaMelech went and was noyig dine avelos on Avner. Omer of Yehuda Amarav, mipnei ma nenash Avner. Avner, we know, was killed. It's machlokes in the Rishonim why exactly the Gemara is calling it a oynish. How do they know that Avner was necessarily punished? One of the Rishonim, Rashi, brings down because that Yoav killed him al pidin Torah, so why was he killed al pidin? It must have been a oynish. But the Gemara of Yehuda is asking why exactly, what did Avner do to cause this misa to befall him? We know Shaul killed Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. When David HaMelech went and asked the help of Achimelech HaKoyan from the city of Noiv Ir HaKoyanim, Achimelech helped him. He did not realize that he was running away from Shaul. Shaul did not know that Achimelech helped him without knowing that he was running away from him. And therefore he considered Achimelech a murdered b'malchus, and he had the entire city killed. When that happened, says the Rav Yehuda, that Avner should have been Meicha, he should have made a protest at that time to say, don't kill them. And since he wasn't Meicha, so he was Chayiv Misa, and he was killed because of that. Rabbi Yitzchak said, no, it wasn't so severe. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Micha v'lo yina'ana, he was Meicha, and he just, Shaul did not listen to him, but of course he wasn't Meicha. How do they know this? Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yehuda, Mikra Echo Darsha, they both darshan from the same pasuk. The pasuk says in Shmuel, "Vayikunin Amelech al Avner v'yomer Akmos Novel Yomus Avner Yedechol Asuris v'Aglechol Nuchutshatayim Hugashu." And the pasuk ends off, "Can follow from Ebenei Avlon Nafalto." The machlokes between Rav Yitzchak and Yehuda of whether or not he was meicha before Shaul killed Ir Noivir Akoyanim, or he wasn't meicha, or he was meicha and he wasn't listened to, was from this pasuk. Manda Amar. According to Rav Yehuda, says loy micha, that he wasn't meicha at all. Hachi kami, this is how you read the pasuk. Yodecha loy asuris or aglecha loy lin chushatayim. Your hands weren't tied up, meaning you were an able-bodied person who gashu. You weren't tied up. My time loy machas. So therefore, why weren't you meicha? Why didn't you protest when Shaul went and killed Noiv Ir HaKoyanim? Kinfol livnei bnei avlo nofalto. And therefore, you went and you got killed like the other people got killed. Manda Amar, according to Rav Yitzchak, that says, Micha v'lo inano, that he was Meicha and Shaul just didn't listen to him. Isma mui mitama. The Pasuk is saying it like a kasha. Hakamois novel yomus. Yodach lo yasuz raglach lo l'chush tayim. Your hands aren't tied up. Your feet weren't tied up. Meaning you weren't in a straitjacket. You acted like an able-bodied person and you were actually Meicha. M'chui machis. Michti, you were Meicha. Mai taima. So then why can fall of Nebnei Avlo Nafalta? Why then were you killed if you were really Meicha? Interestingly enough, we see the chi of Misa on a person who stands by idly, like we know many times through Al-Chazal, starting with Eoiv, that he didn't stop Parai from the Gzeirah, that people think that when they just sit by idly, when other people are doing Averis and they have a chance to go and be Meicha, they're not going to be punished like the person who did Averis. No, a person who's not Meicha, when he has the chance to be Meicha, it gets a terrible punishment, for he could have prevented something terrible from happening. Lamanda Omar Micho my time. So if he was Meicha and Shaul just didn't listen to him, why then is he being punished? It's not his job to force Shaul, and it's not within his power even to force Shaul to do what he wants. Amar Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Shashia Malchus Bezdovich Tenshonim Mechsel, he was punished for an entirely different reason. Like we said before, that when Shaul HaMelech died, he was Mamlech, Avner was Mamlech Ishbosheth, who was the son of Shaul, before he was Mamlech David. David then was not the Melech of Kol Yisrael, and it took those 2.5 years. Because of those 2.5 years, Avner was punished ultimately and he was killed. Ukshemavrin Oisai. The Mishnah continued and it says that when a king is sitting Shiva, you give him the Suda, the king sits on this thing called the Dargish, and the whole nation sits on the floor. My Dargish, what's a Dargish? Amarula Arsa Digado, a bed that sits in your house, says Rashi, L'shem Mazel Tov, for good luck. What is this bed for good luck? So there's a machloikis amongst the men of Yishoinim, and it's brought down la'alacha of what this bed is. The Pashup Shad is a bed that was not used. And the question is, why does a bed that's not used bring Mazel Tov, good luck, to a household? Says the Tosfos HaRosh that the reason is, and it's a tremendous chiddush, that I'm going to read you inside, Elok Sha'abayas Naki, when a house is clean, V'yesh by Mita Mutzas, and there are clean beds in the house, meaning the beds are made, Ein sar ha'anius shoichim bai. The malach that's appointed on making people poor, the sar of anius, is not able to rest in that house. Ella sar ha'ashirus, but rather the sar of wealth and richness, harogel lishkoin b'makam nachi b'tzach, that is used to spending his time in a clean and clear place, meaning is used to spending his time in houses that are well-manicured lawns, put together beds, cleaned up houses. That sar, that malach, who he feels comfortable there, will rest his presence there. And the sar that's comfortable in a disheveled, unorganized, and unkempt house, he won't make his way to this house. Another pshat is that it's more of a symbolic thing that a person is showing that he even has so much money that he has an extra bed in his house that's never used. But either way, this bed that is used, that is unused, and is used for good luck in a house, that's what the king sits on and the whole nation sits on the floor while he eats his meal. Do you exactly start using utensils that you never used before? Now that he's in Avelos, you should start using them? You're telling me that this bed was never used and now you use it for this? Maska Florava, my kosher, what exactly do you have so shver? Something that you use for chilvashtiyo. Just like until now, he was never fed from the nation's food. It was never the custom that people from the country went and brought him food. And now that he's in Avelos, you change the custom. And the people from the nation come and feed him. So too, until now, just like now, they change the custom when he's in Avelos and the people from the nation are the ones who provide him for his food. So too, the bed that was never used, he uses it now because he's changing his custom. Maybe you could tell too, I don't know, the Gemara doesn't see it, I didn't see it amongst the Rishonim, that a person changes his seat when he's in Avelos as well, when he goes to Shul. B'mili d'kdusha, you change your seat. Obviously, it's a different reason, but again, you see you changing customs when a person's in Avelos. Eli Kasha Barava says, I'm not saying that I understand this halacha, I have a different kasha. Ha kasha, I'll ask you a different kasha on this halacha. Dargish in etarach l'chvoisei. We know that a bed, you don't have to go and flip it over. But rather, you could just stand it on its legs so that it's upright position, so that it's not used. And if you're going to say that this thing that's referred to in the Mishnah is referring to this bed that's used for good luck, why then would it not have to be flipped over onto its face? We know that the halacha is when someone's in Avelos lo yaleinu, he has to turn over the beds. We learned in the Braisa, you have to turn over the beds. Not only your bed you have to turn over, you have to turn over every bed that's in the whole entire household. And if you're going to tell me that this word in the Mishnah, is referring to this arsa de gada, this bed, so then you'd have to flip that over as well if it has a din of a bed. So like tomorrow, no, not so shver. My kosha, dilma midi dahava amito. Miuchedes lekelim. We know that there are different, not every bed is created equal. Beds that are used for sleeping, you have to go and turn over. But beds that are not used for sleeping, but rather is used for other things, for example, placing your kelim of your house on it, that bed you wouldn't necessarily have to go and flip over. The katani, like we learned in a braisa, if it was designated to hold the kelim, the utensils in your house, and you never used it for sleeping, and it's horach l'chfoisa, then you don't have to go and flip it over. So too, this bed that was used for mazel is not used for sleeping, so therefore maybe that's why it doesn't have to get turned over. But once again, we're going to ask the kasha on this halacha, l'fi the pirish, that is talking about a arsa de gada. Eli kasha ha kasha. I'll ask you this question. Pshim gamliyolayim darga matir karbitin. We're talking about what exactly is the process when they go and they have to either stand it up or flip it over. Yehuda says all you have to do is undo these rings that held together the bed. And noifel me'elov, and it would fall by itself. And if you're going to tell me this mita, this bed was a bed that was used for mazel, karbitami islay, exactly what is it doing with rings? It's not made like the rest of the beds are manufactured, and it shouldn't have rings in it to go and hold together the straps. So how could you say it's talking about a darga, arsa degado? Elo, ki also Ravin says, no, what exactly is a dargis? Ravin said, when I came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said over, Amaliyahu Merabban, one of the Chacham told me, Rab Tachlifa Shemei, and his name was Rab Tachlifa, who was a Chacham. Ta'avashchich b'shuka d'gdoi, that he was very often around the shuk of the leather tanners and the people who were busy with leather, and he asked them, what exactly is a dargish that's referred to in our Mishnah? And they said, arsa detzala, a leather tied together bed that the ritzuas are tied together on the along the edges of the bed, and that's how it's made. Now the Gemara is going to expound on that a little bit. What exactly does that mean? Dargish sirugoi mitoichai. Mito sirugim al gabov. The dargish, this bed, the straps go through it, so to speak, like the base of the bed, and then the straps go into the base. It goes through it, and that's how you hold together the straps. A regular bed, you wrap the straps around the border of the bed, and that's how it's made. The Gemara is going to ask, if you're going to tell me that the way you make a bed is you have the frame of the bed and you wrap the straps around it, not through it, like you do by this dargish, Meisvei asks the Gemara from Mishnah and Kalim. We learned the Mishnah and Kalim, Perek Tazayim, Mishnah Aleph. Klei Eitz Me'emesai Mekabel Tumah. When exactly does a Klei Eitz Mekabel Tumah? We know that the halacha is that a Kalim or Mekabel Tumah, when it's Nigmar Melachtam, when they're finished being made. So the question over there was handling is when does the din of this clay eitz get a din kabbalah's tumah hamita, a bed va'arisa or a crib mishi shufim, when you smear it ba'or hadog with the skin of a fish, so it gets the fish oil. It's, I guess, after the prime and the paint, the finishing paint, that was the equivalent of this or hadog that you went and smeared this wooden bed or crib with. And that's how you know it's nigmar malachtim. Fracting morrow, vi mito misuregas malgaba. And if you're going to wrap the straps of the bed around the frame of the bed, lamili shif is exactly what are you smearing or hadog on this bed. You can't go and smear it onto the straps of the bed. You have to smear it onto the wood. It's not going to be nicker bichlal, and you wouldn't waste your paint doing it if that's exactly how a bed was made. Elohava ha-matoicha, but rather you have to say that both cases, sai a regular bed and sai this bed of dargish, were both mitoicha, were both through and through. Mito ule ba'afuki b'bizyune, the mito, you went and you wove it somehow through the base itself. Dargish, a dargish, you didn't do it through the actual wood or the actual frame. Ule ba'afuki ba'avkosa. You rather, you did it in these rings that were sitting on the frame and you wrapped it, and that's what would stim with the Gemara Nomad Aleph that says that you just have to untie them from the rings and it would fall from itself. Now the Gemara is going to say to Alachas, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Alach, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, the Alachas like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, that the, when it comes to Avelim, all you have to do is untie these rings and it will fall to the ground by himself. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Ben Ami, Mito, Shenakli Teho, Yoitze, Zoikva, Vidai. All you have to do, a Mito that could stand on itself, all you have to do, and the sticks are coming out a certain way from the mito, all you have to do is stand it on its thing when you're Ovel, and that's enough. You don't have to go and flip it over. Zokta Gemara, continuing again on this theme, the Mishnah continues and says, Umoitzi l'melchames harashus al pi bezen shal shim me'echod. You go out to a melchames harashus, which is a melchama that you're not mechuyiv to make. How do you go out? You have to ask the Sanhedrin of 71. Upayretz, another halacha, seemingly unrelated. La'asayis, derech, la'asloi derech, ve'ein mamche b'yodeh, the famous halacha, the melech payretz geder, that you're allowed, the melech is allowed to go into someone else's pathway and claim it for himself. L'chayra, for, to get to his pathway, not just for any other reason. And no one can go and make a macha and protest. Derech melech in l'shir. Not only that, but there is no shir. He can make it as wide as he needs because the melech has no shir to how much he needs. Kala'am baizes him. Another halacha is the spoils of war. After the war, everyone comes and takes their spoils. They spill it out in front of him. He takes the first spoils that he wants first, and then everyone else can go and claim what they want. Now we're going to go into a little bit of lighter and gemaras and some interesting raid at the end. Tanina chada zimna. We learned one time. We already learned this on Daf Bezim and Aleph, the first mission in Sanhedrin, said that we need a Mechemes, HaRishos, a Melech needs to ask a Sanhedrin, so why are we repeating over here? Zakti Gmar, I did Tanu Kamili de Melech. Since we're talking about a king so much, Tanu Nami Mitzin LeMechemes HaRishos, so the Gemara says that you go out to a Mechemes HaRishos, Alpi, Shivim Ve'achad, we're just rechazering and rehashing that Yisoid. Now the Gemara is going to go off on a tangent and bring the Psukim in Shmuel, which refer to the time when Klal Yisrael asked Shmuel that we want a Melech. Shmuel said, no problem. Vayomer, Zeyeh Mishpat HaMelech. This is what the Melech is going to do, Hashem Yimlech Aleichem, that's going to rule over you. Es Benechem Yikach, he's going to take your children with some labor, Mekavtoi, and Bufrash of Rosal, Mufanei Mekavtoi. V'los Sari, Love Sari, Chamisha, V'lachwe, Shechwisha, V'litzer, Ketzire. He's going to work you to a bone. V'lasas Klei Melchamtoi, he's going to make you make his Klei Melchamtoi, his armor, all his artillery that he's going to need for Lomachamo, Chle Rivka, and anything he needs to ride on. He's going to take your daughters and he's going to make them bake for him. He's going to take your fields. He's going to take your vineyards. He's going to take your good olives and give it to his servants. Not only that, all your vineyards, he's going to go and make himself rich off it. He was basically, Shmuel was giving them the doomsday of what a terrible dictator could be. So the Gemara said, Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel Kala Amr Parshas Melech, Melech Mutter Bay. It was actually literal, and the Melech is mutter to do anything that Shmuel went and listed over there. Rav Amr, no. Can't take it so literal. Life's not that serious. Le'namr Parshas Zu El La'ayim Aleim. You only did it to put the fear of a king in them. Shemar Soim Tosim Alech Melech, that you have to put upon you a king. Shetiyeh Masei Alecha. Interestingly enough, the Hilgul Chasam Sofer, not to leave out a shir without the Chasam Sofer, says, Soim Tosim is the same Simu Befiyim, that a mamish has to be in your hearts. Imagine what a person was feeling after Shmuel went and dictated all this that the Melech could do, all his power that he has, the fear that they must have had in them. Soim Tosim, so too when it comes to Divrei Torah, a person mamish has to have Divrei Torah Mechudadim Ficha, it has to be real by him. The Yir Shemayim has to be so real by him that it has to literally give him goosebumps. And he has to work on it that it becomes V'yedu, that a person really feels it. Continues the Gemara that there's machloikas in Tanoim. Ketanoi, this machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rav, of whether or not Shmuel Hanavi's words were literal, is machloikas of Tanoim, like we learned in a brayso. Rabbi Yosi Amar Kol Amar Pasha Melech Melech Mutar Bay. Rabbi Yosi says seemingly the same exact thing as Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loinemar Pasha Zul Kedei La'ayim Aleim Shenemar Shem Tosam Aleich Melech Shetehei Emosei Alecha. V'chein Hayu Rabbi Yehuda Amar, like so too Rabbi Yehuda said, L'shitasoi Shalosh Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisrael. There are three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael was commanded immediately when they came to Eretz Yisrael, and one of them was Lahamid Lahem Melech, to appoint for themselves a Melech, the Lahachar Zayr Shal Melech, to eradicate the offsprings of Amalek, the Livnois Lahem Beis Abchira, and ultimately to build a Beis Amigdosh, which they did. Rabbi Narei says a third sheet, Lenemar Parsha Zuel, Kenegata Rumoisam, Shenemar, Vamarto, Simo Lai Melech, Kehola Gemeshes, if you voice a son Tosim Lach Melech. Shmuel was just following up on, they said, you requested the Melech in the end of Parsha's Dvarim, no problem, but here's what he's going to do. That's the Rabbi Narei says a third sheet, which is a little different from Rav, but very different from Rehuda Mershmuel. Tanya Rabbi Yazar, I'm a Zakenim Shebador, Kahoygen Sha'alu, Shenamar Tanoi Lonu Melch Shavtenu. That the Zakenim, the older people of that generation, they asked properly. They wanted a real Melech that would show them the way. Aval Amar Shabam Kilklu. But the people who were Amaratsim, they messed it up. Shenamar Yinu Gama Nachnu Kholagayim Shavtunu Malkinu Yotlafanenu. They messed it up and they said they want to be like all the Goyim. Interestingly enough, the Mefarshim once again grapple exactly what was the Milo of the Zakenim and what was the Chisaron of the Amei Ha'aretz. So the Pashup Shad is they ask Kahagan because their intentions were pure. Like every Yid knows, a person who doesn't have a Manig, who doesn't have a Rav, who doesn't have a Rebbe leading him in life, his life is empty. He mamish sitting there lifeless. He doesn't have a person who's a Meir Derech, and he needed someone. That's what Klal Yisrael was asking. Give us a Melech to show us the way. The Amay Arz was saying, no, we want a Melech because we want to be like the other nations. But the Marsha over here in Chedush HaGadol says that the whole chisaron of the Amay Arz was Kechol HaGoyim, that they wanted to go and be like Goyim. People who want to be like Goyim, Kilkul, even if you're doing the greatest thing, but you're doing it for the intentions are impure, you're doing it because you want to be Kechol HaGoyim, you want to be like a guy. You could go and be a benevolent person, you can go and be a kind person, but you're doing it to be like a guy, then the end is not going to be good, and L'soif Davar, the Besura, is not going to be Magad Soifai Al Reishisai. Tanya, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yisrael Mishalosh Mitzvahs Nitztavi Yisrael B'Knisosim L'Aretz Yisrael, like we said, L'Hamad L'Amelech HaHachuzar Yishal Amolek L'Ibnitz Beis HaBechira, to make a Melech, to eradicate Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'Eini Yodei Ezim Ehem Techila. Which one were they commanded to do first? To make a king? To kill out Amalek? Or to build the Beis HaMikdash? Zokni Gemara, we're going to bring it down from Psukim. When the Pasuk says in Shemais, Ki Yara Kosi Amuchamis L'Hashem Ba'amolek, that you should fight Amalek, Have Eimer, L'Hamid L'Hat Melech Tchila. First you have to put a Melech. Why? Because Ein Kisei El Melech. The Pasuk said Kisei. What's a Kisei? Kisei always refers to a Melech. A chair refers to a Melech. Shemai Melech says, Amalokam Yeshiv Shloim Al Kisei Am Hashem L'Melech. Shloim sat on the seat of Hashem to be king. Why? Again, Kisei is Melech. So the Pasuk, which refers to killing out Amalek, makes reference to the Kisei that already exists, meaning that you first have to have a Melech, and then you can go and kill out Amalek. I still don't know. Okay, now that you have a Melech, we know that the Melech has to precede the killing of Amalek, but do you build the Beis HaMikdash before you kill Amalek, or do you first go and appoint the Melech? Or do you first go and build the Beis HaMikdash? It says, now that you have no enemies left, now you could go and choose the place where Hashem chooses. So says that you have to go and take away you have no more enemies. So first you have to get rid of Amalek. Then, first you have to put Amalek. Then you can go and kill out Amalek. After you go and kill out Amalek, then you can go and build the base of Bechira in the place where Hashem chooses of all Tzion Goyal. So too, by David Amalek, it says the same type of Seder Advarim of what was the order. And the Pasuk said that he had no more enemies. Then it says afterwards, I'm going to go now, and now I'm going to go and rest my presence, my Shechina, amongst David. We're just continuing on the theme of Malchus. David and Malchus Shleima. When Nasan and Avi said that now you could go build the Beis HaBechira, so it says first, Shleim HaMelech was the ruler of the Elyonim. Of course, it doesn't just mean that he was the ruler of the Elyonim. Who are the Elyonim? He was the ruler of the Malachim. Like the Mefarshim says, literally, in the Yad Ramah, it brings down the Vermaskim B'tchila, that the Malachim, the Shin Dalet and the Ruchais, all had to go and listen to his commandments if he commanded them something. And the Yavetz teaches it differently, that even the Sarei Umais that were Keneged Klal Yisrael, even the Sar of Esav, the Sar of Edom, the Sar of all the other nations, they were also subservient and were forced to listen to the tzivoy of Shleim HaMelech. That was in the beginning, before he married all the ladies that he married. But then it diminished a little bit and went down that he was only the ruler on the Tachtonim. Shnemer Kihu Roida B'chol Eber Anor Mitifsach V'ad Aza, who replaces only in this world, not in Shamayim. Rav Shmuel, what exactly was Tifsach and Aza? Charam or Tifsach b'soifa oilam, v'Aza b'soifa oilam, charam or Tifsach v'Aza b'hadei adadi aviyasu, u'kshem shem melech ha-Tifsach v'Aza kach melech ha-Oilam kuloi. One of them said that Tifsach and Aza were on the opposite extremes of the world, and they ruled everything that was in between the two places. And the other Mandomer says, no, they were right next to each other, and just like he ruled on these two places, he ruled in the entire world. But it didn't stop there. His Melucha, his kingdom, went down and became on less and less. Ul b'sayif after that, loy malach el al Yisrael b'vad. He was only a Yisrael. Shenemar ani kahelas ha'yisi malach ha'yisrael. I was kahelas when he was writing kahelas. I was only the king on the Klal Yisrael, and not even on the other nations. Ul b'sayif loy malach, and then it even went down from there. El al Yerushalayim. He was only a Yerushalayim. Shenemar again in kahelas. Divrei kahelas ben David malach b'Yerushalayim. Ul b'sayif loy malach el al mitasi, and then he was only on his bed. Shenemar hini mitasi shel Shloima. And then his melucha, his kingdom, went so little. He was only on his staff, Shenemer, V'zeo Yechalki Mikol Amali, that he was only on the Makal, his staff that he had, that he was the ruler over, meaning he didn't even have not the Elyonim, for sure not this world, not Klal Yisrael, not Yerushalayim, not on his bed, he only had his staff to cross the Yarden with. Rav and Shmuel say, Chad Omer Makloi, Chad Omer Lugundoi, one of them said his beged, or which was some other people, Taicha wasn't his beged. Some people say, Rav Haigoin says that it was the keli that was used to drink from, and other people say it was his staff. Hodor Eloy Hodor, did his rulership go back up? Did he start ruling over more places? Rav Shmuel to Machloikas, Charam Ahadar, one people say that he was Choyzer to his Melucha, Charam Arloy Ahadar, and one says he was not Choyzer, Manda Amar Loy Ahadar, the Manda Amar that says that he did not go get back his Melucha, Melech Vehedyet, he was first a Melech and then he became a regular person, like everyone else, Umanda Amar Ahadar, Melech Vehedyet, Melech, but then he became a Melech again. What exactly does it mean that he was the melech on his staff and on his keli that he was drinking from, or like Rashi says, his beged? So the first thing, the pshat that I saw over, is that Shlomo HaMelech wasn't just a king because he had a nation. He wasn't just a king because he was ruling over people. He was a king b'mahus. He was literally a king because that was his essence. He was a princely man. He was a man of royalty. And even if he had no wealth, no nation, and nothing to rule over but his staff, he was still the same king that he was when he was the ruler over the malachim, literally. And that's the true test, of the litmus test, of who has true royalty, of someone who always walks around like a king. Like us, Klal Yisrael, will always bnei malachim. Whether we're in Golus, whether in Yerushalayim, we always have to walk around like we have the Jewish pride, the pride of bnei malachim, that we always are bnei malachim, no matter what we have and what we're dealing with. Another pshat that Rav Haigoin brings down, that the gundoi, that Rav and Shmuel were arguing whether it was the staff or the gundai, was this keli that was used to drinking. We know that Shlomo HaMelech was miyasid. He established two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Erev and the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. And he says that the staff was the hint, the remez to the Erev, which we know you make with a stick of Shasi and Erev. And the gundai, the keli that was used for drinking, was the remez to the keli that we drink from, the Netilas Yadayim that we use to be Netil Yadayim. And that really is what Adam Yisoidim Ephraim offer, that a person can have fabulous wealth, but the bottom line is, you take with you your mitzvahs, you take with you lost love, whatever you're left with is only your mitzvahs, the two things that Shlomo HaMelech was miyasid, and obviously all the Torah that he established, but the remez of the two things he was miyasid were these two mitzvahs that he's really going to take with you. And I just want to end off with a Chochmas HaMatzpun that talks about on Sukkos, and he talks about, like we said, V'hevel ha-yoyfi, actually two ha'aris. One ha'ar in the beginning of the daf, we spoke about how Yosef HaTzadik and Boaz conquered the Yetzirah, and Palti ben Laish will conquer the Yetzirah, and it's all coming really from, based on the Gemara in Yud Tesam Beis, which was a continuation that talks about V'yelech Ita Isha, that's talking about Michal by Palti ben Laish, then went after her. The Ramah says that Mitoich Shaya Koivish as Yitzray, when a person conquers their Yetzirah, overcomes the Yetzirah, Malo because of Kilu Osad Var Mitzvah, it's like he's doing a mitzvah. Like the Goyin says about a person that a person who keeps his mouth shut even for 1 minute from saying a davar aser, from saying lashon hara, chilos, nivul peh, something that he shouldn't say, he's zeichet to a light that even the malachim, the angels in heaven, can't fathom. He's not doing anything. He's just sitting idly. But a person who refrains from doing an avera, that hardship, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows how hard it is, and it's like he's doing a mitzvah, not stam a mitzvah, but a mitzvah that even the malachim can't fathom how chashiv that mitzvah is, and the schusim gets so great. And just to go back to the Sheker Alchem Vehevel HaYofi, that the Gemara continued from there, of Chizkiah was a great generation, but Isha Yiris Hashem Hitesalo was the Dur of Yehuda ben Eloi, that had six students covering themselves in one talis. Like Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Beis and Beis, Choyvel Ol Sechen Cheirv Shemimenu Shal Chizkiah, Shemanuch Shal Chizkiah, Shal Yidol Gubeis and Midrashas, that if you find in the days of Chizkiah, that if they checked from Don to Be'er Sheva, and they couldn't find one person who didn't know Halachas and was Am Aretz. And it said that even the Tinoikis knew All Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, the children, were Bekiyim in it. Still, it didn't come to the generation of Yehuda ben Eloi. Why? Because Yehuda ben Eloi's generation, Zakta Chokhmas HaMatzpun, was Molei V'Gadish Yerushalayim. They had the fear of heaven. They had the fear of heaven, meaning that what? That even though they were poor and they were destitute and they had nothing going for them, whether it means they were poor that they didn't have Rabbeim, whether it means they were poor they had Nisyonis, whether it means they were poor physically, that they were actually poor, still they toiled in Torah b'Mesiris Nefesh. And a person who goes and toils in Torah when b'Mesiris Nefesh, when things are hard, when times are tough, whether it's b'Mamonis, or in other ways, a person such as that person has Yerushalayim. And we know that a person has Yerushalayim and that comes before his Chachma, then his Chachma is going to be Mekoyim. And not only that, says Chachma Samatzbom, but rather, Nisratzis Teirosim Lefnei HaMakom Baruch Hu, their Torah was more wanted by their Borei Olam, Be'oifen Nale, in a much higher way, even greater, and I quote the Chochmas HaMatzbon, even greater than the generation itself that accepted the Torah from Mount Sinai, from our Sinai, Af Midar Ba'aretz, and even greater than the generation that came into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because since the Yerushalayim was greater, the Mesiris Nefesh Torah was greater, so therefore their Torah, the quality of Torah, even though the quantity could have been, was greater in other generations, but the quality couldn't get higher than this, and that is the Torah that the Rebbeinu Shalom always wants and always takes.